views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and boy, we're going to talk about spring cleaning, detoxing, but for the energy field today. Because, you know, you hear about detoxing in the spring. If you're one that does that, I know that I've been doing that for years. I do it in the spring. I also do it in the fall, and I'll do it in between if I need it. Not just my physical body, but the energy itself, because that's where the root cause of everything that happens with your physical body happens. We have a lot going on in this March of 2015, too. And I thought, what a great time to do this. Because for some people, we have people that are already seeing the warm temperatures. We were fortunate enough to have a couple of warm days to where, I mean, warm enough to 70 degrees, which felt amazing. And if you have that opportunity, you really feel like, okay, let's go. You may be in an area that's not quite thawed out yet. Still though, let's talk about this, because I want you to be ready and I want you to embrace these incredible energies. I've been talking about those March energies for a couple of weeks now, and that's because they are dynamic. Oh my gosh, they're dynamic. And I want you to get the most out of this opportunity that the universe is providing for us to make changes that are for the better in our personal lives, our careers, our relationships, and just humanity together, you know, making this a better place, right? Well, let me tell you, we've got it going on here with this March energy. It is just moving, pushing. It's very proactive. And I said, why not take that energy and let's talk about clearing the energy field. Now, the spring cleaning I'm talking about is gearing up for the season that's coming up. We have different times of the year, and in energy and looking at, you know, from a metaphysical perspective, when we're talking about that spiritual side of us and energy, we have spring, which is all renewal, the birth of something new. So great timing with the March energy this year. So why not clear that slate so you have a good start to something new? Summer, it's thriving, man. You know, everything that you put and invested and planted is really coming in, you know, and really blooming in full by the summer energy. And fall is the harvest time, you know, and then we have the winter, that's the rest. So we're all coming out of the rest. But there's something that happens to us when we are all cooped up inside in the cold temperatures, or, you know, maybe you're inside or you've been working a lot around electronics, what happened to the diet, you name it. We're going to talk about those different topics because they affect our field. Everything that we are around, that we do, that we think affects our energy field. Your belief system. If you're more positive, then you are negative, and vice versa. Are you pessimistic, optimistic? That affects your energy field, which affects your physical body and your whole experience. And you don't have to take my word for it. Give it a try. I have worked with people that were completely brand new to this concept, very analytical minded, like, I don't know, you know, they've just, you know, been the routine. And I've asked them to focus for 60 seconds on something positive. And this was when I was working with them with physical pain, and they were able to, their muscles were actually responding that quickly and starting to respond and let go. And the entire session was much more productive for them as well. There's a lot of power in that, your own power. So there's lots of different things that can cause it. And for some, and this is the other thing that we're going to go over, for some people, one thing might be very, very sensitive to you and may not be to your partner, your spouse, or anybody that you're around. You may find that you're the only one sensitive to something in your environment or emotionally or a food or just an action, whatever. That doesn't mean that you are isolated and it's like you're the one that's, you know, not right. That doesn't mean that. It means you have an antenna that's a little strong to that particular energy, and you need to look at that because it may be that you need to limit your exposure to that, things like that. So we're going to go over that. We're also going to have the lines open if you want to call in for some insight on what you may be experiencing in your own energy fields. We can give some tips out there for callers. The number is 1-800-930-2819. And it looks like we already do have a caller waiting. So let's go ahead and bring Deborah from Missouri on the air. Hello, Deborah. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi there. And is it still cold where you are?
Not as bad.
So what is your question today?
My question is, I went 2 days ago to the dentist.
Okay.
And I have this crown on my lower left side, on the lower end, you know, on the lower end. And they told me, and it hadn't bothered me or anything, but they told me they thought something was wrong, and they thought the worst of it, and I kept thinking positive, now it's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. But they told me I had an infection, and it can be taken care of.
Okay.
And they want me to, you stick kind of this needle in this in your gum where it's, the infection is, like 5 times, and squirt some stuff in it. Well, my question is if you could do a healing on it and if there's any other information you get.
Okay. First off, absolutely we can send some energy your way because the energy supports the healing of the infection. Okay? And okay. Just picking up and connecting with you, yeah, they found something there, but it sounds like it's good news. It's something that can be taken care of and resolved quite quickly. But did they give you any reasons for how it would have happened? Or is it just one of those, oh, well, you know, did they give you a reason?
Well, the reason is it's interesting. They say your age. That was the first thing they said one time.
Okay.
Your age.
You know, I hear that a lot lately. What is that? All right. Medical professionals out there.
60,
all of a sudden. I know. I hear that a lot.
I'm 62. So,
but you know what I do?
You know,
I just smile. And here's what you do energetically to support healing. Because we don't stay here forever. We all know that. Let's be realistic. We do age. Okay, we age. But you can age beautifully. And you can age in a very healthy way. Very healthy way. But if I would say, because that would be a whole nother topic, but investigate natural things that you can do to support, you know, the health of your dental, of your mouth, your teeth. There's lots of things out there. So instead of going into all of that detail right now, but you know, what you can do is, completely embrace, you know what? Thank you for the challenge, so to speak. Okay. The infection's telling me that my body was out of balance somewhere. Something was out of balance, and you're asking for that healing of the energy of that. The left side is your feminine side, which I found interesting. You know, as soon as you said it was on the left side, didn't you say it was on the left side? The crown?
Yes, that's lower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, feminine energy, you know, yours seems to take a pounding. Your teeth energetically, by the way, are about how you hear a thought and then you have to chew on it to absorb how you might feel about it. Think about the metaphor in that. Did you hear what I'm saying? I have to go quickly here, but we have to go to break.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, how are you chewing on things that you feel about in life? You know, are you having a hard time chewing on them and absorbing them to digest them? It's the beginning of digestion. How are you digesting life? That's the energy behind everything. So the infection is bringing that to your intention. It's going to be healed very quickly and you're going to be fine, Deborah. You're going to be fine. You're just looking to embrace positively what the information can help you do better. And on that note, I have to go quickly. We're at break already. My goodness. Thank you so much for calling in, Deborah. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, and we will be right back.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Do you feel stuck with fear and anxiety? Have you tried everything to get rid of these emotions, but nothing seemed to work? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. My Breakthrough and Empowerment program has helped thousands of people to overcome fear and anxiety and build a new foundation of confidence and inner peace. Join me for my next Breakthrough video seminar and learn how you can transform your life in less than 3 months. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Slow down, you crazy child. You're so ambitious.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. Our topic today is spring cleaning your energy field. And thank you, Deborah, for calling in, our first caller. She had a great question. And just to wrap that up quickly, infections in our body. And you know, I was really impressed that she was listening to that the dentist had found the infection, but also that she was like, okay, I want to think positively. The way to think positively when anything is identified in the physical body is to go, okay, this is a challenge. What do I need to learn from it? Immediately when you take that intention, you are already working to clear and heal your energy field, because our soul, that's what it wants. Your soul wants you to ascend in your frequency. And so, you know, kudos to Deborah, the first caller, because she's looking at, okay, I want to think positively. And so we went into the dynamics of why would something pop up on that area of your body to begin with? And that's usually the energetic analysis that we use in metaphysics or in energy healing. Like, why is this popping up in my knee? Why is this happening in my joints? Why was that happening in her mouth with her dental work? There's indications for that. So, you know, the mouth and the dental, I mean, that's how we chew and digest life. And that's what I had told her. So moving on, say there's inflammations. I mean, we have the arthritis out there that's so big in the world today. And, you know, they're identifying a lot of things like arthritis and diabetes as not necessarily something that we have to have. I know there's people out there that suffer tremendously with that, and I'm not discounting that. But is there something we can do to help ourselves as well while we are tending to what we have going on? Absolutely there is. And there's always something. I see people that overcome obstacles like I've never seen. I mean, a paraplegic is going to do it anyway. If they can do something like that, that inspires me that I can do something about my little things that are a challenge. Now, frequency. I want to talk about frequency for a moment, because that's a big one right now. We have so much technology and electronics out there. I know I'm using it right now to bring you this show. I use it a lot, you know, for the things that I'm doing out there to help people with my workshops or my website or the social media, you know, everything that we're doing, the radio right now, all of it. However, there's frequencies around the electronics as well. Now, some people are very sensitive to that, and they can feel that. When I was a young child, I could always hear that. And that's pretty common. That's not a very unusual thing. But I was always hearing them. I would hear different things that would happen. And I still do. But I know myself personally, if I don't have a break from being around electronics all the time, my body starts to be affected by that. I feel that. My body is letting me know your energy field is being affected by these frequencies that are around these items. They're not the bad guys. It's all about us balancing and having a balanced life, period. So I love the crystals. I use crystals all the time. I have them between me and technology all the time. They're always with me with the computers and things like that, but also for myself as well. And that's one thing I use. I will go outside. You know, going outside and being in nature will clear a lot of the energy debris away in a huge way. I mean, you know how that feels on the first warm day where you can go outside and it's just amazing? That's what I'm talking about. Because you've been cooped up inside, you know, it kind of piles on. It's like being in a locked box and this energy keeps getting concentrated on you. People wonder why they're feeling so off or down in in the winter months. Energy can play a role in that. There's different things you can do during the winter months to lift your frequency when you're feeling that heaviness of the winter time. If you get the winter blues, so to speak, the diet is huge. You should really watch that. If you find that addictions start kicking up, let's address that. Let's let's look at it. There is a lot of things with the, you know, things that can happen while we're all stuck inside. And that energy right there, that's what I meant about this show about spring cleaning. Because if you've been inside all these months and, you know, you haven't been able to get out much because the weather was extreme. I mean, we had it here, too. And boy, I'm feeling for my northern neighbors because we just have a little bit of it. And I'm ready to climb the walls already because I'm very much an outdoor person. That's the way that takes care of it for me the quickest. Being around the ocean. If you don't have the ocean, put it in your bathtub with salts. I mean, you can do this. There's always a way to find a workaround in your situation or experience. They have found so many benefits from just the water and the salt combined, which is natural elements of Earth that just pull that energy right out of you and give you a lift. What's interesting is if you've been under a very toxic experience for a while, you may feel very tired after you do that because your body hasn't been able to rest. It hasn't felt like it could. It was probably in a fight or flight for a while. So once it has all that energy removed, it just wants to sleep. You may find that you feel like that. Get some sleep. You know, there's nothing like a good night's sleep. If you find that you're not sleeping, energies can happen that really shift the dynamic of what's going on. And your body is this antenna that's absorbing all this energy coming in from all outside of you. And then it's responding. It's responding to the environment, and that's what you're experiencing. So the way we handle that energy that we're feeling or experiencing is very empowering, and we can shift it if we don't like what is happening there. Most people, they'll say they want, you know, to feel more balanced. They'll say they want to lighten up. They want to, you know, get away from negative things. But are they applying? And I say it that way in general because I hear a lot of people say they want to feel better. But what are they doing proactively for it? Because, you know, you can talk about it, you can read about it, but when you become proactive in it, now you're a game changer in your life. Now you're making something happen. Now life starts to respond much faster than just thinking, oh, I wish or I want. Thoughts are incredibly important. They're the building blocks for manifesting something. But when we start to take an action on the intention of our thoughts, now we're shifting the game to what we want. Now we're improving our experience. Challenges are going to happen. I mean, they're there to help us learn and grow. They're part of life. We're not going to pretend that they go away forever and you never experience anything. That's not realistic. But how we allow it to affect us is very much within our own power. And there's people that are a lot more sensitive to things than other people. Here's another interesting point on that. There's things that I'm very sensitive to that, you know, my family is not. And then there's other things that really bother my family members or my husband. And then you know, they don't affect me at all. So you may find that we're unique. There's different things that affect us in different ways. And when, after the break, we're about to take a break here in a moment, but when we come back, I want to talk about that a little bit because the different types of things that affect us that don't affect somebody else and vice versa, that can play an interesting role and be attached to karmic patterns or things that came from past lives, things that we experienced that they did not. You see that, you know, like, why is this? An animal will do that. If an animal came from something that wasn't very positive, they may react very sensitively every time you pick up the broom and sweep, you know, that maybe they were abused with it or something. Things like that are in the energy field. They're recorded in our history. But the karmic patterns that are there, they don't have to keep bringing hardship or difficult times for you. Trauma is a big deal. It's a big one out there that people are dealing with. But what I'm proposing is an energetic look at it to help you feel empowered to do something with it, because it doesn't have to take over. Meditation is huge for that. I mean, they're starting to use that more and more. Scientists are using that, and it's really becoming a powerful tool they're using with PTSD. I love to see that. Meditation in schools. I mean, that's a positive, guys. There's lots of things we're getting upset about out there, but let's look at some positives out there, because that's how we create more positives, giving that the attention it deserves. Think about that. And when we come back, we're going to keep powering on with how we can spring clean our energy field. I'm Dr. Jen, and you're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Pure Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more, and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Hello, hello. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show, and we're discussing spring cleaning our energy field. We're getting close to the approach of spring, and I really wanted to go over this topic. It's a topic that comes up a lot. A lot of people are still finding that they had no idea they had all that going on or that they were absorbing it. When you're in an environment that, you know, you're enduring, let me put it that way, what I want to help you do is learn ways to clear the energy. You're still going to be around things that want to cause disharmony, but you can choose to not take it on. And instead of enduring life, you're enjoying life. Very, very much do I want to help people learn how to do that. You may be in a job where you feel a lot of imbalance, or it's affecting you in the stress. You may be, a lot of people feel that, or they feel like they're in a relationship like that. I want to ask you a question to think about and meditate on and ask yourself, in that particular situation, whatever the part of life it is, are you believing what they think of you? Are you believing it? Because that's your energy within your own field. And your body, your emotions, they may be kicking up and screaming because they want you to fight this and say no. I went through that before, where I was in a job that just wasn't suited for me, and I was doing a job. I did a good job. I can always find a way to apply myself in a situation, but that doesn't mean I love it or I'm happy. And this was a while back, years ago, and you know, it really started to affect me, and my entire body started to let me know that. Anxiety and stress will, you know, conjure up all kinds of stuff. You will find, you know, anxiety attacks. You will find out you're putting weight on. You'll find that you're getting sick more often, or you're having a lot of respiratory, emotional, heavy energies that are trapped. You feel like you have no way out. That kind of thing can make you feel that way. What I'm saying is energetic clearing can help with that a lot. Now, things that you may have medically going on, I'm not talking about replacing any of that. Please understand that. I'm talking about supporting you, your energy, your spirit, your thoughts, your intentions, your perspective on life. I'm talking about helping you that way. I love talking about the breath, because your breath is a natural way that you can immediately grab a hold of something that's causing you anxiety. You may be out in a situation where you don't have anything you can take. You know, you don't have your whatever you have for that, your prescription, or you know, it's not convenient. Oh, I'm having an anxiety attack, so I need to go, you know, sit and meditate. You may be in a situation where you got to grab a hold of this quickly, and this causes a lot of stress to our energy field. Focus on your breath. Just feel the breath, the movement of the air going in and out of your body. Literally just go there. Within a minute or two, you will find that you're starting to calm down. Another thing you can do in a situation like that is make sure you're feeling the bottom of your feet right on the ground, inside your shoe, stomping down, because it brings you back to the present. Because if you're present, you are now in a powerful position to do something about it. These are things that don't cost you anything, and they're right with you. And I highly recommend learning how to utilize that in any kind of situation. If you feel anger coming on, you can do the same thing. So you're responding versus reacting. All of these types of things can affect our energy field. If you find that you're highly sensitive in negative environments, or, you know, people that are negative, or you have that around you, maybe you have to work with somebody or family member, you know, sometimes we're in situations where we can't just not be around them. They're our family or something like that, or, you work in that environment, you can still do a lot. You can still shield up. You can still protect your own energy field. And you can also protect that it doesn't affect your happiness. It takes a little practice. I won't deny that. It does. It takes practice. And sometimes you may feel worn out. Whenever you can take a break, I highly recommend it. Whenever you can remove yourself from a toxic energy that's affecting you, that is first and foremost limiting your exposure to it. You may find that television shows or radio shows or certain types of music or certain kinds of games might affect you more than somebody else. It may be fine. They may do fine watching movies like that, but then you find that it just tears you up and you can't sleep at night. Why put yourself through that? Why put yourself through that? Why not just say, you know, I'm really not wanting to watch that. You feel like you're going to cause a big uproar in a group or they're going to get on you. Then you want to shield up. Honestly, taking your power back is making choices for yourself, not somebody else making all those choices for you. The energy of March can help you find some confidence in that and start to work yourself into a place where you're making some choices that are better for you. I've seen a lot of people that are really scared to do that because they're afraid they're going to lose the relationship they're in or it's going to affect it. If it's that much of a disrespect, is it really worth it? You know, is it really, do you really want it? On the other hand, a lot of times you're with people that love you very much, but if they don't know who you really are and you hide that, how would they know that's what you truly want? In a lot of situations, they may respect that just fine, and they're relieved that you're being honest about who you are. I can't say this is going to be a perfect solution for everybody in every situation. I'm saying evaluate it and look at the different things you can do with your particular experience. Look at what you want to shift out and clear out in your life. Is it emotional? First of all, find out which body it's affecting, because we have physical body, emotional body, spiritual body. You know, is your soul yanking at you to go in a different direction? And you're like, they're all going to think I'm crazy. What am I doing? Is your soul pulling you to do something different? Is it pulling you to create something new? Why are you so afraid to do it? That is coming from the soul. That would be a little bit of a powwow with your higher self to find out, okay, why do I feel this magnetic pull to go do something completely different? Why not? Why not do something completely different? What's causing all the fear? Is it fear of, you know, you're going to lose a bunch of things? Maybe it's finances. Some people are afraid of that. There's always a way that you can move toward this new direction slowly, you know, like overlapping, doing a little bit versus like just going, okay, I quit and I'm going to go do this tomorrow and go, why didn't it work out? That's not using your logic, right? That's just not. And that right there, it's not like it's just going to land in your lap. Universe wants to bring so much to you, but you do have to be proactive. Why do we have to be proactive? Because we have free will. It's not going to force it on you. It's not going to just tell you, this is what you do and then keep moving. That's what we're trying to free ourselves from. When we believe in ourselves, now we're believing and trusting in our higher self, which does know what's best for us, which does know what your true passions and what would really bring your happiness to you. And clearing your energy field of the toxic debris can help you see clearly. Energy healing does wonders for that. You know, going, you know, and getting some of the natural holistic treatments can, and just feeling like you're nurturing yourself. And there's lots of different ones out there. So whatever one feels comfortable for you, that's incredible. You can do detoxes on your physical body as well. I find that when you work with two or three at once, you know, immediately you can feel better. Immediately. If you just sat for 5 minutes and, you know, be like a child for 5 minutes, be in joy about absolutely nothing, nothing pressing on you, you will find that it lifts you enough to give you enough energy to find another way to approach something or work in a new direction. This is a big deal for a lot of people right now. They're just feeling worn out from everything. And I want you to feel empowered. I want you to feel energized and encouraged that you may not have a clue what you're doing next, but be excited about the adventure. Don't be afraid of trying something new because you don't know everything yet. Go get muddy. Go get your feet wet in it. Go have fun. Have fun. Now, that's a simple one, right? Have some fun in your life. You know, you can do that without being arrested and going crazy. I mean, you can have fun and be positive in life. We're going to take a short break. I want you to think about what I'm saying. Put a smile on your face. Start writing down what would help you improve and clear your energy field out so you can see the direction you want to take your life. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
We've already said
Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Pure Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
We've already said goodbye. Since you gotta go, oh, you
better... And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, and our topic today has been spring cleaning our energy field. There's so many things that I'm cramming into this show, and we're going through a lot of topics quickly because I want to just introduce you to a perspective and a thought that, wait a minute, I could shift this and that might really help you. Look around your environment. Is it getting cluttery? Because your environment is going to represent your energy field, actually. What is the condition of your car? Is it need cleaning out? Is it a mess? Do you need to take the trash out? You know, what about inside your home? Now, I bring that up because if it needs decluttering, I would say start there. And if it's a big task, don't let that overwhelm you. Start with one section at a time. And know that once you do maybe a closet or just the car or the trunk of the car, wow, that felt good to clean that up. And don't keep everything. Don't keep something you're not using anymore. And don't keep things that are causing you to feel sad when you're holding it or looking at it. Now, a lot of highly sensitive people really react to things like that. It might be time to just, you know, clear out all that old stuff if it's causing that for you. When we clear up the clutter in our physical environment, it works in reverse to our energy field as well. You'll start to feel better. You'll slowly feel the energy coming back. If you have not been doing any type of exercise and you really feel bad about yourself because you want to, but you just can't get started, start with a walk. Start with a walk. Start with parking further away in a parking lot when you go shopping and walk more. You know, use the steps or the staircase more than an elevator. You know, do things. There's different options out there. What will work for you and what won't? Is it a lot of mental, emotional clutter? Start journaling. Start using something like an art form or music. Music is a big one if you're very sensitive and the energy seems to be in the emotions. Shift the style or genre of music for a bit, something that lightens you up, that lets you play. I do that with music all the time because my energy field is really sensitive to a lot of things. So being an artist, music really works for me anyway, and I love different styles of music. But there's certain things I have to switch up if, for example, when I'm painting at the easel or doing an intuitive reading where I'm painting that on the easel because I do the intuitive paintings. I cannot have anything that has words to it. It's got to be instrumental only. And it's interesting. It has to have just the instruments. If I'm house cleaning, I kick it up a notch and I listen to my classic rock. I love it. I love classic rock. Yeah, I do. People go, you're kidding. Yes, I'm a person that enjoys a lot of facets of life. That gets me going. I get my house clean faster, you know, or we're working out in the yard and, you know, I'll do things that really get me into that vibe. However, if I need to calm down, if there's some things that I need to relax and I need to settle down, I go to a much calmer meditative style of music. I will switch it up like that all the time. Music will really work with the frequency of your energy field quite quickly, and it's very easy to do. You just switch the channel, you know, switch the genre that you're listening to. It can help a lot. Try another one is to ignite learning something new. Don't be afraid to learn something new. If you really want to shift your life up and really wake it up, wake up the energy and really feel alive again, embrace something new. Learn something new. Dive in to something you have no idea what you're doing, but you've always wanted to learn how. Why not? If you want to learn how to play a musical instrument, go take some lessons or look online. There's so many ways you can do that. What if there's something in your spirituality you've always wanted to understand better? Then go take a workshop, go to a class, reading a book, like learning something new. We have plenty of opportunity here to clear and move the clutter, the stagnant energy is what I call it, that you feel stuck and it's just getting drony and it's not exciting anymore. That's a stagnant energy. Energy is designed to move forward, always forging new ground, finding new ways to resolve a conflict or finding a way around the obstacle for, the adventure. I mean, it's just the way energy works. When it feels like it's not moving, that can cause us to feel hopeless and just stuck. You don't have to. You may have to just change gears completely, change topics, change, a complete direction and just try something. You can do that in baby steps. You can do one small thing at a time, start to try it. And you know what? Don't be afraid to try several things to find the one that works best for you. I mean, I just said some things that work great for me. That doesn't mean that's the rule. That may be that you find that working in a garden works a lot better for you, or writing works better for you, or, there might be something completely different that you like so much better. So I'm saying explore and try things. You might try 10 different ways and find that one or two work best. That doesn't mean everything else is wrong. It just wasn't the best one for you. So have an open mind and explore ways that you can lift your energy field. Lift your emotions to feel more positive and enthusiastic. And those are ways to do that. Clean up the diet. If you know you've got a bad habit and you're not cleaning that up, start off small. Maybe reduce the portion or something. Try something. It might be incorporating something new. Going through a detoxification process can be a combination of working with your physical body detox. It could work with starting to move and exercise because that will detox. Starting to think more positively will detox the thoughts and the mind and the energy of your thoughts with your intentions. And starting to use affirmations can really detox negative thinking. Think of it that way. And then emotions. You're embracing and looking for what can I find positive out of this challenge. That's the quickest way to start switching up how a challenge affects your life. I could go on and on and on about this because there's just so many different ways you can do this. But what I want to say to you is find a way to lift it and do something good for yourself because you're worth it. Please come over to the website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. You can check it out, see what we have with the newsletter that goes out weekly, sign up. There's a free gift, and that is on energy balancing, the free gift. The workshop is in full swing, and we are having some great responses to the workshop. If you would like to join in or go check out the workshop, the information's right there at my website. The Intuition Eighth Chakra Workshop. It's the Intuition, the Eighth Chakra Connection Workshop. I want to say thank you so much for listening to the show. I wish everyone great energy, prosperity, and happiness in all that you do. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.